Well, good Wednesday morning, everyone. It's time now for our weekly office visit with our favorite family physician, Dr. Stan Anderson. Good morning, Dr. Stan.
Hey, Pam. Great to talk to you.
Oh, boy. We're going to talk about attitude today. I always tell my kids, you better have a good attitude. But that's probably good advice for everyone, right?
Yeah, that is one of the best things that a mother can tell her children. And it really makes a difference because it is the way that you think, it is the way that you feel about things that ends up making it either being good or bad. So, yeah, the attitude is essential. One of the things that we know is that when it comes to longevity, people that are basically more optimistic, people that are friendlier, people that are nicer to be around, live longer. So one of the things that happens is we end up seeing that a lot of the hard-driving people, a lot of the people that are just abrasive, they have a much higher likelihood of developing cancer and heart disease. It is really in everyone's best interest to be kind, to be nice to the people around us.
So why do we think this is? I mean, is there any reasoning behind this?
Yeah, so one of the thoughts is people that end up having a lot more of a toxic personality end up making a lot more of the negative stress hormones in their system. So the adrenal gland ends up putting out a lot of the corticotropins, a lot of the cortisol, and that increases the likelihood of things falling apart or things not doing well in your system. So there really is a lot of wisdom in share your toys, be nice to your brother, be kind to your father. Those types of good advice, those are things that will last you your whole life and you will live longer. And that's one of the reasons why Thanksgiving, which in recent years has kind of gotten a bad rap, is one of the things that is really essential is to go into Thanksgiving with what can you do to truly look at the things that you're thankful for. Right now, we're living in such a stressful time, and it's real easy to pick out something that is really bad that you can pick out from what's going on in current events. Thanksgiving, about the things that are good in your life, looking at those things and focusing on those, that is so healthy. So I am thankful for Pam Cook. I am thankful for Billy Beeb, your amazing production manager, because you put on an amazing show that helps me to be ready for my day, that gets me going. And so, thank you.
Well, thank you, Dr. Stan, and we appreciate having you. We're thankful that we get to talk to you and get such wonderful advice each and every week from you. And, you know, it's interesting when you talk about this, because I'm a tradition person. So, you know, it's like since I was a little kid, we always had to go around the table and say what we were thankful for. And, you know, I know a lot of people do that. But when you look at your health and things like that, you know, I've oftentimes seen where people are, say, diagnosed with cancer or something like that, and they do bring up the attitude in the battle against those diseases, right?
Yeah. And your attitude really makes a big difference in how long you're going to remain cancer-free. The more that you end up having just that can-do attitude, doggone it, I'm going to lick this thing, I'm going to beat it, and you just keep going, that mindset, that attitude, you're more likely to do the things that are healthy for you as opposed to the defeatism, the giving into itism, the whole idea of saying, oh, I have this horrible thing that's going on in my life and I can't do anything about it. And the more that you focus on how bad it is, the more likely it is you're going to end up doing things that are going to make the badness even worse. So, yeah, you're absolutely right. It is your mindset that makes a difference as to whether or not you overcome your diseases or whether or not your diseases overcome you. So it's really important. Thanksgiving, this is the attitude, not just for this week, for tomorrow, but it is an attitude that is the best attitude for us to take for the whole year.
And what kinds of things can we do with, you know, maybe friends or family who are having a tough time right now and maybe do find it hard to, you know, find something good? What kind of things can we do for them?
Yeah, that's a great thing, because it's not just, you're not doing good things just for you. If you're only focusing on yourself, then you're going to miss out on really what your intended purpose is to be here on Earth. We are actually here to make this place a better place. And so the question is what can you do to look around and see what needs to be done? What are the things that are happening to people around you? Wherever you are in life, there is somebody that is worse off. And so the more that you can end up helping anybody at any place with anything that they're going through, those little things make the world a better place. And that gives you a greater sense of satisfaction, which makes it more easy for you to have gratification. So yes, help anybody that it is reasonable for you to be able to help and make difference in other people's lives. That's one of the reasons why in August, when you end up having that time where you end up having toys for tots, toys for kids, when you end up having that that type of a thing where people will give to help children that they've never met to make a difference in their life, that giving is not only good for the child, it is good for you. So the attitude of gratitude should translate to a life that is overflowing in giving things to other people.
Well, we appreciate you, Dr. Stan, and we, Billy and I, wish you a very, very happy Thanksgiving, you and your family, and we look forward to talking again next Wednesday.
Thanks, Pam. Same to you.